Hello, effervescent viewers, and welcome to Vegetarianism, the Noble Way of Living. Today, we again have the pleasure of joining Chef Brooke Katz in the kitchen for the continuation of a series of exciting vegan cooking shows. Aside from authoring a number of vegan cookbooks, Mr. Katz has lectured and presented cooking demonstrations worldwide. He has been invited to speak on various radio and television programs on the benefits of plant-based nutrition. He has even prepared a vegan luau for the King of Tonga, in addition to cooking for celebrities and politicians. Chef Brooke Katz lives what he speaks and strives to be proof that you can turn your life around for the better simply by changing your diet. At the age of 30, with the guidance of vegan Dr. Michael Clapper, Mr. Katz embarked on lifestyle transition that included a delicious vegan diet, exercise, sunshine, and herbs, which helped him shed 100 pounds and cured his health ailments. Since then, he has assisted thousands of other people in gaining better health.
Today, we're going to be making a butternut squash, and we're going to stuff it. We're going to use a variety of different things to stuff it with, including the seitan that I've already taught you how to make. Now, the butternut squash is a wonderful, wonderful tasting squash. It can be stored and kept dry for 6 to 8 months. We're going to de-seed this part. You'll see right here at the opening here that you have this one area that has seeds to it. And we're going to take that, and we're just going to take the seeds straight out. We'll do this with a few of these. Now, one of the nice things about butternut squash, you can see the beautiful color that we have here, okay? That color is telling us that this is loaded with wonderful antioxidants in the carotene family, okay? These are the beta carotenes that make carrots yellow and orange, and it's the same thing that makes the squash yellow and orange. Okay, we're going to cut these. The best way to cut a squash, okay, is to avoid the stem area, cut straight down through the base. Okay, then once you have that, turn and continue to cut through the other side, and that'll make it a lot easier than trying to fight the knife down. And again, just scoop out the insides here with the where the seeds are. It scoops out really nice and easy, and it makes a wonderful place to hold all your different things. We're going to take right here a little pot, and we will turn our fire on here. Okay, we'll get that nice and hot. Then we're going to take our steamer, and we'll just put these in here, and we'll let them steam until the squash gets soft enough so that we can scoop out the rest of this. Okay, just put it all nicely in our steamer, cover that up, and let that steam soft. Now, in the meantime, what we'll do is we will make the stuffing. Now, we're going to use a number of different things to make the stuffing with. We're going to start out with some seitan. And I will take a few pieces of firm seitan. And we are going to utilize the food processor. I've shown you that the seitan can be cut into cutlets or to cubes or whatever. But now I'm going to show you how we can take seitan and use it just like you would a ground beef or a ground meat. And to do this, we're just going to put these chunks right here into the food processor. Get them all in there. And then take the cover to our food processor, turn it on, and it'll take a matter of seconds You know it's done when you can hear the difference in sound. There we go. And now you can see how this has come out just like it was like a ground beef. And we can use this in recipes for making chili or sloppy joes or, you know, any kind of a marinade sauce or a meat sauce or something like that. You can even turn this into patties if you want, you know, but you'll need to put something to bind the seitan together. There we go. Nice thing is that afterwards this cleans out with nothing more than a rinse. Okay, so now we've got all this ground seitan here, and to this we're going to add a few different things. I'm going to add a cup of walnuts. Now walnuts, out of all the different nuts that we eat, walnuts have a very special property to them that is above and beyond almost all the other nuts, and that is the omega-3 content. So this is a nice way of getting your omega-3s without having to eat any fish. You don't have to get mercury along with your omega-3. Okay, so we're going to put a cup of the walnuts in here and just kind of mash them in. And actually, I'm going to use a bigger mixing bowl. I'm going to add a little bit of chopped onion. It's nice to have a beautiful cornucopia just to be able to reach to get whatever you need. Okay. Chopping onions is real easy. Always use your finger as a guide when you're using the knife, and you'll never worry about cutting your fingers. When you chop with a knife on a cutting board, you lay the point of the knife down so that you don't have to lift the point, and it allows you to cut very nicely and very controlled. As you get a little bit more used to the knife, you can get a little fancier, but this is the safest, easiest way to cut with a knife on a cutting board. Okay. Toss all this in, mix it together. Let's get a little bit of celery. Some fresh celery. Again, the same thing. We cut right down. And again, for chopping it up fine, we do the same thing. Chops it up beautiful, nice and fine. And we add that straight in to our mix here. Okay. Lovely. And again, mix it all up. We're making a wonderful stuffing here. Okay, so now we're ready to make some rice while the butternut squash is steaming. And what I'll do is I'll just get a little bit of that water. That's how you get all the rice out. You just dip it in there, get a little spin there, and get it all out. Okay, we give it a nice stir. And then we cover it. We turn our temperature down to low. And we'll let that cook for about 15 to 20 minutes, and we'll have perfect rice. Okay. So, while we're waiting for the rice and for the butternut squash to steam, let's put our skillet here back on the heat. And we'll take a little bit of canola oil this time. I use canola oil when I don't want to use or have the taste of the olive oil. Oils are very special. Every day, your body requires a certain amount of fat. What it wants are the good oils and not the bad animal fats. Plant oils, as you notice, they stay liquid at room temperature. And animal's fat, that's a saturated fat. At room temperature, that fat is solid. And that's how it's going to stay when you eat that. So we don't want fats staying solid in our body. We want them to be liquid. We want them to melt and to be utilized, to flow through the body and not block it. So we're going to be using the good plant oils. Now, of those plant oils, I recommend to use the organic canola oil for most of your food and most of your cooking. It takes high temperature very nicely, and it contains the omega-3s, omega-6s, and omega-9s. Okay, what we're going to do now is we're going to grab one of these beautiful green peppers, and we're going to sauté this. Okay, now to open up a pepper is very easy. All you do is squeeze the bottom, you pop it open, and then you just take your thumb and just rip out the seed pod. When you know how to use a knife, you can move very fast on a cutting board if you have to. I'm going to cut this up into fairly nice sized chunks. I'm not going to get it too soft and too little. And we'll throw that right in there. Hear it sizzle nicely. There we go. And to this, I'm also going to add some fresh garlic, because we know how much I like garlic. And again, I'm just going to chop it very fine, very nice, swift, small moves on the cutting board. Then just take our garlic, put it right in our pan. And we're going to add it when it's done right into our little mix. Now, the reason that I'm doing this is because peppers have a particular taste that gets released when you put them under high heat. You don't have to cook it a long time for that to happen. And since we're going to be putting this in the oven as a stuffing, it will continue to cook that way as well. But I just want to release that for the flavors, because when we add this to our stuffing mix, that and the brown garlic, oh, it's just going to be heavenly. Okay? So we can see how nicely this is released. The garlic is browned very nicely, and we're just going to add that. I should do it this way. And we'll add all this right into the mix. There we go. Get our bowl, mix that all together. Now, what we're going to add here to make this hold together is a little bit of tahini.
Please join us Wednesday, April 20th, to complete this extraordinary stuffed butternut squash with Chef Brooke Katz. He'll also be giving us more interesting kitchen tips and healthy insights. And coming up next is Between Master and Disciples here on Supreme Master Television. May you be blessed with vitality through veganism. For more information on Chef Brooke Katz, vegan recipes, and to purchase his vegan cookbooks, New Favorites, The Gentle Persuasion, and The Really Real Foods, please visit www.brookkatz.com.
For more details, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/VEG.